Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
All right, this is going to be an important video. I want to have a more candid conversation with you all about the bill that we saw pass today, and I want to use this as an opportunity to surgically debunk some of the most prominent arguments that we see in support of the bill. But I want to do all of this while staying rather grounded. It's easy to get caught up in all of the headlines and all of the chaos on the House floor and the Senate floor, but there are actual grounded, tangible effects that people will feel in their day-to-day lives, and we need to focus on those. We'll also debunk the Republican lies, but just no hysteria. I want to bring you all the facts while this unfolds. And again, this will be a more raw conversational style. So I'm going to stutter. I'm not going to cut anything, and let's see where it goes. I guess just to begin, this document we began to build out on the stream earlier today, and I want to recap some of the best arguments against the pro-bill arguments, because this bill is an actual shit sandwich. Like, the entire bill is just, it gets worse and worse as you read it. For example, when it comes to the massive Medicaid cuts, first of all, there are multiple different sectors that you could break down. The massive Medicaid cuts are just one. The health coverage losses are bundled within that. But then there are job losses and mass economic harm. There's cuts to SNAP and food assistance. Then the tax cuts for wealthy and corporations will lead to a redistribution of wealth that is terrible. There's an increased federal debt and deficit, a tax on clean energy and environment, deregulation and industry favors. And we did a long live stream and I didn't even write down the fact that there is also an insane amount of funding towards ICE. We'll talk about that as it goes. But when it comes to the massive Medicaid cuts, here's what you need to understand. Republicans theorize that Medicaid work requirements will incentivize people who are gaming the system to then work more. But this is false. This has been tried on a state level in Arkansas and has been proven to have the opposite effect. In Arkansas, Medicaid work requirements were put into place in 2018, and then it cut out vulnerable communities due to increased barriers of entry and increased paperwork. We read a study on stream that reads, quote, "The requirement led to the disenrollment of more than 18,000 adults over 4 months before a 2019 federal court ruling halted further implementation." Listen to this. Then a Yale Penn study estimated that 42,500 deaths will be caused annually by this bill. State GDPs will be $113 billion lower. Now, Republicans argue that states will save about $70 billion, but that doesn't matter when they're losing $113 billion. You guys see where I'm going with this, right? They're just terrible arguments after terrible argument. Listen to this. This is quite inefficient. Rather than looking at this through the lens of waste, fraud, and abuse, look at it through the lens of return on investment. When I pay an editor, let's say like a few thousand dollars, I'm not just sinking that money and wasting it. I'm hoping that the people that I hire and contract for my business provide a return on that money. In the same way that when we spend money on Medicaid, we are hoping for a more productive, cohesive society that adds to increased economic output, and it does. We can also talk about the insane increase to the ICE budget. That in and of itself is going to create this like totalitarian ICE state. Right now, ICE has $3.4 billion a year to detain people. What's going to happen is they'll have $45 billion a year until 2029. So if you divide that, that means they'll have like $11 billion a year or so. That's a 365% increase, which is insane. It's terrifying. It is absolutely awful. Can I also point out that a lot of people, a lot of people have been commenting in my comment section, Adam, stop talking about the midterms. We aren't going to have midterms. I would like to push back on that and just hear me out. We are absolutely going to have midterms, and we are going to win. In fact, using that type of nihilistic, defeatist mindset, saying that I'm going to obey in advance and not even vote, not even worry, that helps their side. Like, read this. The no tax on tips or overtime are promises Trump made on the campaign trail when he was running for a second term. Workers will be able to deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $25,000 in overtime, but the tax law change is temporary and ends right before Trump leaves office. On the other side, nationwide Medicaid work requirements take effect January 1st, 2027, shortly after the midterm elections decide which party controls Congress. So the work requirements take effect after the midterms, meaning Republicans are worried about the midterms. Here's a question. Do you guys remember in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court race not long ago, where we won? We absolutely whooped the Republicans' ass, and we won the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. So to the people in the comment section saying, the election is so rigged that the midterms are over, some people emailed me and said I'm naive to think we'll ever have elections again. Come on. That type of nihilistic mindset is almost like a Russian bot mindset. Russia wants you to think that it's over. I'm never going to vote again because I saw some tweet online on Facebook, or I saw some Facebook posts and I'm just done with voting. Get out of here. Vote in the midterms. We need to reconsolidate power. And if you're going to push back on that or unsubscribe because I think the election in 2026 won't be rigged, then you're just far gone. But to continue, when we talk about the effects that everyday Americans will feel, Fox host Jessica Tarlov made this post. She showed that one of her friends will have their monthly premium for Blue Access PPO raised by an insane amount. They said, here's our monthly premium to continue our policy in 2026 without tax credits. So $27,000 a year or $2,300 a month. But what they point out is before this, they paid $385. This says, that's both of us. We pay $385 now. So from $385 to $2,317 a month. From $4,600 a year to $27,000 a year. That's a 500% increase. Donald Trump lied to the American people. On top of that, he's going to cut SNAP and food assistance. And I think this will reverberate throughout the midterms and throughout the 2028 election. You can't lose hope. We have to make sure that we are continuing to participate in democracy. And if you truly thought that it was hopeless, you wouldn't be watching these videos. So to the people that say there's no point anymore, stop with the nihilism. Yes, of course, things are grim. It is understandable to be upset about this bill that was just passed. I would never try to diminish someone being upset about this bill. I'm upset about it. But the idea that our reaction should be to never vote again is reactionary and short-term, and it's a short-term mindset. So what we need to point out about the tax cuts is that it disproportionately benefits the richest of the rich with permanent tax cuts. So this bill makes permanent the 2017 tax cuts that helped the richest of the rich while only adding temporary tax benefits to households that are lower income. This is all incredibly disgusting, and I hate the fact that Biden passed multiple pieces of landmark legislation, but he didn't call it big and beautiful enough times. He didn't go out there every single day and scream and shout about it and shove it down people's throats, and maybe he should have. Maybe Biden should have talked about his bills more. He did say at the end of his term he focused too much on policy and not enough on politics. Which I think is very true. Biden himself admitted this, and it just means that he passed a lot of good legislation, but part of politics is selling that legislation to the American people after. Part of politics is being a good spokesman for your own platform, and Biden wasn't able to do that for a multitude of reasons, especially near the end of his term. So it's on us now. We are going to continue to talk about how great Biden's legislation was, how terrible Trump's is, the ripple effects that will be felt for decades and decades among every single generation, not only yours, not only mine, but every generation to come, because this is a terrible, terrible bill. I just want to end this off by saying I created the channel that you're watching this video on when I was 9 years old. Literally, when I was nine, I created this channel, and there are hundreds of videos on it that are private of me just playing Minecraft after school, but I learned to edit very well. Over a decade later, I'm 22, and I'm using these skills in editing and production and talking politics to build Mockler Media, something bigger than me, bigger than ourselves, and we will continue to push it every day. If you want to support, drop a like and subscribe. If you made it this far, comment hi, Adam. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.